I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Life's trajectory is hard to forecast and, you may have noticed, often harder to control. There's that profound Yiddish proverb, Der Mensch tracht und Gott lacht. Man plans and God laughs. Under the best of circumstances, we figure out a way to cope with the curveballs that life sometimes throws at us. And some of us do so with remarkable aplomb and grit, which is what we hear in this week's essay by Neil Corkery.
I have Alzheimer's disease. Diagnosed with the condition 2 years ago, I believe I still function at a high level of cognition and spirit. However, prior to my retirement at age 72 in 2012, I began to notice frequent occurrences of difficulty retrieving words when I was speaking. And while I have often been somewhat absent-minded and misplaced or forgotten personal possessions, my family started to remark more often on my forgetfulness. Before I knew it, I was whisked off to Butler Hospital by my family in what I can only describe as an intervention. Thank heaven for my family's perspicacity and concern, and thanks to the Butler staff led by Dr. Stephen Salloway. I received a battery of tests which resulted in a diagnosis of early onset Alzheimer's. One might ask why I responded to this diagnosis with such acceptance. The answer lies not in my bravery, but in the acceptance to an enrollment in one of the most cutting-edge trials of a new drug. The trial has already demonstrated the drug's ability to reduce and or eliminate the amyloid that builds up in the frontal cortex of individuals such as me. So I am one of the fortunate recipients of a potentially landmark breakthrough in Alzheimer's research and treatment. I have completed stage one of the trial. However, because this is a double-blind study, neither I nor Dr. Salloway know if I have been receiving the drug or a placebo during my first year in the trial. In the second phase of the study, I have been receiving the trial drug. The trial consists of monthly infusions of the drug, physical exams, MRIs, EKGs, periodic PET scans, and cognitive exams, and frequent consultations with Dr. Salloway and his remarkable medical staff. So far, more than good. I feel fit and positive. I focus on each day as an unmerited gift, and I try to bring a positive face to each precious day. My wife Maureen and I just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary, well aware that no family escapes the vagaries that life often presents. I am deeply indebted to the outstanding and caring medical staff at Butler Hospital. I believe that this extraordinary medical trial will change the landscape of Alzheimer's research and practice. I also believe it has prolonged my life.
Neil Corkery, a North Kingstown resident, has had a very rich career as an educator, human service administrator, and Rhode Island state legislator. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.